Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by North Fork Farm, located in rural Oswego, Illinois. North Fork Farm is family-owned and operated since 1961. Did you know it was originally owned by former U.S. President Polk? North Fork Farm offers services for weddings, parties, and corporate events. Contact North Fork Farm at 815-768-5400. Tours are available by appointment. Check them out on the web at www.nforkfarm.com. Illusion Photography, honored to be a guest at your wedding, capturing the best of your day. Check out Illusion Photography to a world of capturing memories through the eyes of true artists. Illusion Photography in Oak Brook, 630-560-5684. Do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family-run company led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. Midwest Coach Limousine, taking great pride in providing you and your guests a safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them at mwc.limo31903-0088. And book a vehicle from their luxury fleet of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. Midwest Coach Limousine. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Napier Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out NapierSettlement.org. Naperville Trolley and Tours has beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. SullivanSteak.com. Clark's Car Care in Naperville, themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in one of their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs, from a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs. They are also the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. They believe in service that you swear by, not at. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 oil change. Yes, you heard that right, $17.95, $27.95 for synthetic. Clark's Car Care, happy cars, happy owners. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by Arthur Murray Dance, Naperville, and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out arthurmurraynaperville.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the Cronies. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check them out at www.braconies.com.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
I think. Hey there.
Hello?
I think they're going to have to call back. Hey, this is Dolly, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the good show. I turned on my callers. I have Julie Cornick calling in, and the lovely, well, Julie's lovely too, of course, and Paige Mattson. She'll be joining us shortly, a beautiful actress who's going to be thrilling everybody in the newest production of Brightside Theaters, Hairspray. Okay, I have some things to read about. I think I hung up on one of these guys. There's three calls coming in. I was only expecting two. Okay, so I'm a little confused. But, you know, we'll get to that. We'll figure that out. Thanks for tuning into The Good Show, everybody, where you can hear us on Blog Talk Radio, Tuiville Internet Radio, 1010 News Talk. Hello to everybody on Rivet Radio Network in Chicago, as well as WCKG 1530 AM. I want to thank everybody for all of their Facebook messages and comments on Twitter. We're on Twitter, too, by the way, at Good Dolly Show. And you can check us out on Instagram. What's the good word, everybody? We have a great show in tune, lined up for you, I should say, in tune. Yes, they are in tune. It's the Brightside Theater. Julie Cornick is at it again with another amazing production. If you love Hairspray, the Broadway musical, okay, you won't want to miss this. Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater, is concluding their cinema to stage season with the big, fat, and Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Hairspray, the Broadway musical. We have Paige Mattson, who plays Tracy Turnblad. I think that's how you say her last name. Turnblad, in the show. You know, the one that John Travolta played? Well, she's going to play that. And trust me, she does a better job than John Travolta. I'm kidding. No, it was too funny. The show plays June 8th through the 24th. Hey, how about a Mother's Day? You guys looking for Mother's Day gift ideas? Show tickets. Moms love going to musicals. So the play is Hairspray, June 8th through the 24th, Fridays at 8 p.m., Saturdays at 3 p.m., and at 8 p.m., and Sundays at 3 p.m., all at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. Ticket information, 630-447-8497, or you can just go to thebrightsidetheater.com and get tickets that way. So joining us now is Julie Cornick, who is the director and founder of the Brightside Theater. Julie, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Dolly. You did hang up on me, so
awesome.
I called you back.
<I'm so laughs>
We had technical difficulties.
And I hope Paige is there. Paige, are you on the line, too?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, fantastic. How are you, Paige? Okay, I'm going to talk
great.
To
How
Julie
are you?
First. We got good. Thank you for calling into the show today. And we're going to dive into Hairspray, the Broadway musical. Brightside Theater, if you've never heard of it, it is the only professional theater in Naperville. And I tell you, I've never been disappointed. I've seen most of all, if not all of the shows, most of them. I've missed a couple, I think. But they are always a treat, for sure. And Julie Cornick is the founder of the Brightside Theater. Julie, how are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dolly. Thank you so much for always having us on, and happy early Mother's Day to you. Yes, it's a great Mother's Day gift. to come out and see Hairspray. It's such a fun musical. We're so excited to bring it to the stage. And Tracy's actually the lead of the show, so you're a little confused. Unfortunately, Jeff could not be on the show with you today, but Jeff is actually playing the role that is done by John Travolta in the movie. He's
got
to put the female clothes on. Tracy is the female, so Paige just can relate. She's done the part before, too, so we are blessed to have her bring her energy and her spin to Tracy on our stage. And we've got 27 actors and 8 musicians that are mounting this big, monstrous musical that is just going to rock the house over at Miley. So we're very excited to bring that to our audience.
Oh, my goodness. And Jeff Cass, he is amazing. I'm so thrilled to hear that he's playing Tracy. Oh, my God, that's too funny.
He's playing Edna, Tracy's mom, and he's had sessions to, you know, get the face done. And, you know, he's got to start wearing a dress and some heels, and because that role has always been played, by a male role. And we're excited to have Jeff back on the stage. He has not been back on our stage since our inaugural production, Run for Your Wife. So this is a treat, very much a treat for us to have him
for
on
sure.
stage. And I know they're just going through some singing and dancing yet, so blocking will start to take place. And we have Paige who will be sharing some space with him on that stage as mom and daughter there.
Fantastic. Well, so the show is hilarious if you've never seen it, but if you have seen it, it's always better to see it live and on stage. And those songs, everybody knows those songs, singing to the songs. And so tell us the how many are in the cast. And give us more of the details on, I did mention the times and the dates.
Yes. So there are 27 cast members. We have 8 orchestra. We've got a bunch of staff putting this all together. And, you know, it's a family fun musical. And, you know, but it's very relevant to today. You know, certainly it's Welcome to the 60s. And they're, talking about the times and the changes. And, you know, Tracy thinks she's going to change the world. And, and she eventually does, and that, you know, in the show, she makes her mark on the world. And I think that's what we're all trying to do, is make this world a little bit of a better place and put our mark on the world as well, too. So I think it's got that message without kind of beating it over your head. But, you know, that we all are here and trying to make a difference in life. And, you know, Tracy, in her youth, I thinks it's like an easy thing to do. Even in the 60s, I don't think it's easy today even. So, but it's such a fun musical, and you do walk away just smiling, and you've got the song stuck in your head, and it's so energetic. And, you know, Tracy has gone through it's just kind of this time, and she wants to make that difference, and she puts her whole heart and soul out there, and Paige takes that role on. And you've had a couple of dance rehearsals under there, Paige. I'm sure she's working extra hard, right?
Yes, I'm sweating my little booty off.
And how are you doing it with that hairdo, by the way? What, is Julie making you wear a big, heavy wig? We all know about the infamous...
I'm sure it'll happen at some point, but I haven't had one yet. So I'm thankful. That's saving some sweat for me so far.
It is all about the wigs. I will say that. I think by the time we were through with just doing the count of all the different wigs for all the different characters, we have about, I think it's 47 or 48 different wigs and styles for the cast members throughout the show. So just that in and of itself is a huge undertaking. And, I'm sure it's like a balancing act, which we haven't quite gotten there. We're still in the beginning stages, and we've gone through some of the dance and vocal rehearsals. And so we're just ready to gear up. With this being such a great big musical, this is our first time we're adding in some Saturday matinees for the run of the show, too. So, you know, sometimes it's harder for a younger family to come out starting at 8 o'clock to see a 2.5-hour musical, which is something that they will enjoy. They're not going to be squirming in their seats on. It goes by very, very fast.
Yeah.
But it's still a late night, so we added some matinees so that some more of the family members and the younger families can come out and really enjoy the musical. So we've got those Saturday matinees involved and added to the performances as well.
I like the matinees. I have a hard time staying up late at night, so I do like those, even for someone as young as me, right? Ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
I love those matinees. And it's a great thing to do because you could go see the show and then go out to dinner afterwards, too.
Yes.
So, again, Mother's Day is this weekend. This is perfect. This is a great way to get Mom a gift, and it's about a month away, the first production. It goes throughout June through the 24th. So, Paige, tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved with the Brightside Theater.
Okay, well, I'm a musical theater student at Ball State, which is in Muncie, Indiana. So my friend sent me a little screenshot of the audition notice, and they knew that Hairspray is my favorite show. And so I was like, I have to audition. And so I cut school and came down and auditioned, which is a very Tracy thing to do anyway, so I thought that was funny. But the audition was so much fun. The dance part was just like a two-hour-long party. It was just honestly one of the most fun auditions I've ever been to. And I was lucky enough to get cast and be a part of this wonderful company and cast, and it's been really, really fun so far.
Well, yeah. How fun is it to be a part of Hairspray? Wait, I got to ask you, though. You are at Ball State, hours away from Naperville, Illinois. How are you juggling school? Right now there's probably finals going on, right? Or did you just finish your final? How are you juggling both?
Well, the first week of rehearsals, I was commuting back and forth, which was a bit of a struggle. I was really tired that week. But after we made it through that finals week, it's been pretty easy. I have a little place I'm staying out here right outside of Naperville, and it's been really nice. I really love this city. It's very cute, and everyone's very, very nice here. So I love it.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So tell us some funny details about your times with the Brightside Theater. Give us the scoop on the theater. What have practices, rehearsals, I should say, been like? Easy to make friends out here? I mean, what's your take on Naperville and the Brightside Theater?
Well, honestly, as soon as we started rehearsals, I just kind of felt like the whole cast just got along super well. And there's just like a mutual respect and like desire to have fun and put on a great show for everyone. So there's been a really good dynamic with all of the people. The rehearsals have been hard work, but amazing. I got to see Jeff in heels for the first time ever the other day.
She beat me to that.
That was an experience for everyone involved.
Jeff in heels. Whoa. They're not,
he tried on a sling back and he did not like it. No,
they're
like little 2-inch.
That doesn't count. What's that?
No.
Because that doesn't count. It's got to be true heels.
Oh, they're true heels. Absolutely.
No wedges. That's easy. Oh, my God. Now, that is, I mean, Paige, I know you're definitely worth going to see, but I got to see Jeff in heels to see
this. Oh, that's definitely
what
the highlight.
What year are you at Ball State?
That's the draw.
Oh, for sure.
I'm about to be a senior.
Oh, yeah.
This is my last year.
Okay, so one more year to go. I feel like we're still in the school year. Did you finish off the school year? How'd you do in your finals?
I did very well. I'm very happy with my grades this year.
Okay.
So I'm officially done with junior year as of last week.
Fantastic. And your major, did you mention that? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah, a musical theater.
Oh, musical. Well, of course. Sometimes you're more in theater and they don't make
could it be anything
so,
else,
I
right?
Got it. Yeah. How very cool. So, you know, for our Julie, I have a question for you. So, Julie, when Paige, you know, came to the audition, was there any apprehension to having a girl who had a long commute ahead of her? Was there any worry about her commitment?
You need to double check. You know, there's that reality check. Like, life is tough, right? To get through and to get back into the, you know, to Illinois. I think she initially had a different plan with staying with a family member closer out here, but we did double check that. It's great because we're kind of crossing boundaries and states. Justin was in Kentucky for us as he played Robert in Bridges of Madison County. And so, you know, he stayed out here as well. So there are people who are kind of traveling far for Brightside and getting the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, we're kind of a little bit of that stepping stone for the actors, and we've had many actors go on to be Equity or Union. Jeff and I just got to see Jesus Christ Superstar and saw one of the gentlemen who played Tom Collins in a Rent on the stage at the Lyric. So, you know, we get the chance to see that and have seen other actors throughout the area, whether it be at Paramount or Drury Lane or Marriott. So it's such a great stepping stone for some of the actors going into the Equity world, since we are not quite there yet. Even though we are paid professionals, we're not quite an Equity house yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely a future goal
mm-hmm.
for us. But, you know, we're around here for 7 seasons. We're going into 8, Dolly. 8th season. We cannot believe it. So we just
Speaking
announced.
Speaking of 8th season.
We did.
Oh, I'm so excited. I saw.
We saw it, yes. We are very excited. So we kind of went along the lines of a Dreamers and Schemers season, and so that is our theme. And so we start off in the fall, opening actually on Thanksgiving weekend. We're going to do Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It is the 50th anniversary. We are doing the true biblical story of the production, and we're going to have those kids chorus and have some of our Brightside Theater Youth Project kids participate in that. And so we're in the process of coordinating that moving forward. Great family fun for the holidays to stay in the burbs and take your family to the theater. We're going to kick it off in the spring with Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, which is a Christopher Durang play, kind of about growing up in life. And I love our little tagline for it. Kind of says the show in a nutshell. It's about 3 grown siblings, 1 hot mess. Definitely tells a little bit about the show itself. It is a play, very, very funny. And then we're going to close our season out with Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, the musical. So based on the movie with Michael Caine, and it's just a fun musical. Kind of, it's very contemporary, but it's written like an old school book musical. The movie also starred Steve Martin. Just a really, really fun piece. So we got some of the Dreamers and the Schemers and the Cons and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, and it's just going to be a really fun, filled season. We're still kicking off the Brightside Theater Youth Project next year, and to fall in that theme, we're doing Fame Junior, because we're going to live forever. Fame, remember my name. And so we're going to do that for the kids program as well. And the summer still, we're kicking off and still having our summer camp, which will introduce Fame Junior to the kids. So we'll have a day of some singing and some dancing and some acting, and kind of put it all together for mom and dad so they get a taste of it and come spend some time with some of our teachers over the summer as we put that camp up together, which will be the last 2 weekends in June with 4 different options for kids both aged 8 to 18. So nice wide range of group of kids, and it gives them a nice chance to see if this is something that they maybe want to do in the spring. So lots of fun and exciting things.
Still? Great.
Yes, there are. There are absolutely spots.
Camp, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we register before June 1st, and you don't have to pay that extra late fee registration, and you can pick the class timing that you want, and you have just more flexibility and availability. So get that registration or call us before June 1st, and we can get you all set up. The kids have a great time. It's kind of like a reunion for them. Sometimes, you know, we get new people that come in and some that come back. So they haven't, some of the kids who participate in the youth program haven't seen each other since March. So they come in June and are very excited to see each other and meet new friends and develop new friendships and just have some fun doing art, which is so, it's just so important. It's one of those things that, you know, yes, we are a non-for-profit, and it's not that we are providing, you know, food or shelter and things along those lines, but we provide something else for our audience that is very important as well. And there's a sense of empathy and that escapism and that family together time. And it's something that really can touch our audience in a very different way. And so we love the fact that you support us through all this, and we're so excited to have an 8th season coming forward already. So a great way to end our 7th season with Hairspray quite a big bang, and we started right back up again in that Thanksgiving weekend time slot with Joseph.
Wow. You guys really amazing. You go big or go home. That's the Brightside Theater for us.
It does feel that way.
Huge. And I look at it and I go, how did she pull that off? You know, Julie.
A lot of support.
Look out.
Great staff.
And she can organize and she's fun. And as Paige can probably attest, Matson, who's joining us on the show today too, starring in Hairspray. Go out and see Paige. She's come a long way, literally.
She is amazing. She brings so much energy to that stage. And you know what? I was not on the stage participating in that dance call, but that energy and that feel and just the camaraderie between people who don't know each other and having some, like, help others with choreography through an audition to watch that in that process is just simply amazing. And it was very obvious for Paige to join us as Tracy. So we are thrilled that she accepted. And you made those big choices to come out to be with Brightside for the summer. And you don't want to miss it. It's going to be fabulous.
Well, you mentioned Julie, stepping stone. You know, I see you guys, when you say stepping stone, you might start to think that, you know, this is just, you know, it's just another local theater group. It really isn't. It's so professionally done, and it's nice to see the actors are getting paid. So,
yes.
And it really does bring quite, you know, an entertainment to the downtown Naperville, and people from all over travel to see these productions. So, Paige, when you for the Brightside Theater, what's next after the Brightside Theater? You got one more year graduating. Where are you looking to go from here? Broadway?
Well,
I can only go from
I mean, Broadway's of course the dream, but right after graduation, I'm still deciding between Chicago or New York City. So I've got some big decisions to make coming up here, but either way, I think it's going to be a wild and fun ride.
Is there enough work here in Chicago? I know New York, I mean, there's probably a lot more competition in Chicago because we don't have as many plays and musicals as New York, or am I wrong? I have no idea. I'm not even in that world.
I think there's a fairly even amount.
Good.
I think there's...
Oh, good. Well,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know much.
Julie and I will tell you that Chicago's the way to go, right?
I am a Chicago girl, but my roots are here. Obviously, I'm raising my family. So while I do get to grace the stage and part of the reason why I helped start Brightside Theater, I get just as much joy producing the shows and bringing that level of entertainment and professionalism to Naperville and its surrounding communities. So I kind of get the joy on both sides of the stage and love to bring it. So, but I'm fully rooted in Chicago. I haven't left about a 30-mile radius since I grew up, but I'm raising my family here. I'm at a very different point in my life than Paige. So, you know, she does have that big choice.
Right.
And you know what? You got to take that choice and you got to take that jump now. And I think she knows that, and she's certainly smart enough to take that journey on.
Yeah. Well, Julie, we are all very, very proud of you in Chicagoland for what you've been doing, not only professionally, but as a mother, a member of the community. I just adore you and all you're doing.
Thank
you. And I'm so thrilled about what you've got lined up for next season and the next production, Hairspray.
Yes.
Paige Matson is from Ball State University, coming, bringing her talents live on stage. Don't want to miss her. You never know where she's going to end up. You may see her one day in Broadway or at the Chicago Theater, and here's your chance to see before they become huge. Where were they when? You know, where were they? So that we've got them here at the Brightside Theater. How very exciting this is! So, Julie, thanks again, and Paige Matson, thanks for tuning into the show and being a part of the show. As we mentioned, don't forget Mother's Day this weekend. How about tickets to Hairspray?
You know what,
and how about season tickets for the Brightside Theater 2018-2019 season? Season 8, Dreamers and Schemers. Well, that's it for us now. Thanks again,
Thanks,
Julie.
Sally.
Thanks again, Paige, and the Brightside Theater.
Thank you so much.
And break a leg out there, will you?
Thank you. I'll try.
On that note. Okay, we got to end the show. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Be good to everybody. Be good to each other. Take care of each other. And please tune in next week for another edition of the Dolly McCarthy Show. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah.